Big doings coming up this Tuesday, January 28th, and the presiding officer for the Econ Club will be Roderick Gillum, a principal at Jackson Lewis, and our friend, moderator Nolan Findlay, the editorial page editor, actually my boss, one of my bosses, with Ingrid Jacques and Aaron over at the Detroit News. So I gotta make sure that I mention that he's going to be the moderator for this event, and it's a great one. Justice and jobs. Why criminal justice reform and access to justice are vital to Detroit and Michigan, and teaming up to talk about it will be Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist and our fabulous Michigan Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice Bridget McCormick, who is currently on the other end of my line right now as we await the Lieutenant Governor. Your Honor, what a pleasure and a privilege to welcome you back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
And it is always a pleasure to be on the Paul W. Smith Show, Paul. I miss you. I'm happy to get to talk to you at least for a couple of minutes this morning.
I miss you, too. We'll have to make efforts to get you on throughout this new year more often. But tell me this joint project that you and the Lieutenant Governor are working on and that you will be bringing up at the Econ Club on Tuesday, January 28th.
Yeah, thank you very much for the interest. The Lieutenant Governor and I co-chaired a bipartisan state and county task force on Michigan's jail and pretrial incarceration. Michigan's jail populations have tripled, Paul, over the last 30 years, even though crime is at a 50-year low. And so there is a genuine interest from people on both sides of the political aisle, as well as the sheriffs, the police officers, and the Michigan Association of Counties, who are the folks who fund our jails, to figure out why that's true and if it's making us safer. And so we were staffed by the Pew Charitable Trust, and we collected for the first time statewide data on what's going on in those jail populations, who's there and why. And we delivered our report to the legislative leaders last week, and the speaker and the Senate Majority Leader are going to make acting on our recommendations a priority this legislative session. So we're excited about it. We think we recommended some bold and innovative changes, and we think Michigan can be a national leader in reform that makes our communities safer and healthier and economically stronger. And that's why the Econ Club is interested in hearing about the work of the task force.
And folks can go to econclub.org, econclub.org for this meeting coming up Tuesday, January 28th, and get the information. It'll be, I think, at the Masonic. And it is fascinating that nobody has really approached this puzzle, this criminal justice reform puzzle, quite the same way you and the Lieutenant Governor are doing, Your Honor.
Well, I want to. It has been a pleasure to work with Lieutenant Governor. He is a talent, I will say, and the guy is likes nothing better than data and evidence to figure out what makes sense for Michigan. But more people get credit here. The agreement to study this important subject and to make recommendations was actually an agreement between the Speaker of the House, the Senate Majority Leader, the Governor, myself, MAC, the Michigan Association of Counties, and the sheriffs. There really is sort of a groundswell of interest in figuring out if the money we've been throwing at our jails is money well spent. As you know, Paul, like when in other government programs, when they're not working well, throwing more money at them isn't always the best answer, right? Sometimes it's let's figure out why they're not working,
right.
Look at the data, and see if we can make smarter decisions about it. And so this is one of these few topics where there's real interest from just about everybody to figuring out how we can do better.
Yeah,
as I'm sure you know, the fastest route out of crime is a job.
Right.
And so, you know, if the people in our jails can safely not be there, some of them at least, and they can be going to work, that's good for our economy.
Well, and this is this bipartisan plus way of approaching this for the first time, really trying to get a handle on understanding who's in jail, why they're there, and whether changes in policies or laws could actually make our justice system more fair, more effective, and better.
Yeah.
at preventing crime. So it, for people who are worried about you letting a bunch of people out of jail, this is going to safeguard neighborhoods by the way you see it.
That's exactly right. There was actually significant data to support the fact that putting people in jail who don't need to be there. And for example, we learned that driving with a suspended license is the third most common reason people are in our jails in Michigan. We didn't used to have statewide data, Paul, about who's in our jail. I'm not talking about prisons here. I'm talking about jails, the places county jails where people go largely before they've been convicted of anything. And putting people in jail who are not a threat to public safety actually makes them more of a threat to public safety by the time they get out. So there are certainly some aspects of what we're doing now that are making our communities less safe and certainly costing us a lot. So it's a worthy project, and we're lucky to now have all of this data thanks to this help from the Pew Charitable Trust. We never before had the data we now have. And when you have data, you can make evidence-based recommendations. And that's what we have now.
Excellent. And how are things going, as I let you go, under the well-oiled machine, the well-functioning now, and it hasn't always been, but well-functioning now, Michigan Supreme Court, Your Honor. How's it going?
It is going wonderfully. I have wonderful colleagues. We're working together to make sure all the Michigan courts in the state are places where people can get their business done and be treated with dignity and respect. And I am grateful to all of my colleagues for their hard work to make sure Michigan courts are open and fair.
Well, you're a great leader. The Honorable Bridget Mary McCormick, Chief Justice, Michigan Supreme Court. Thanks for joining us. And thanks for doing this on Tuesday, January 28th. Justice and Jobs, Why Criminal Justice Reform and Access to Justice Are Vital to Detroit and Michigan. Coming right off the study, Michigan Joint Task Force on Jail and Pretrial Incarceration. Go to econclub.org for more information. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Paul.
You take care.